right?
We still got some things we got to cover. We're kind of going jogging through some goal line stuff, trying to do some teaching. So we do still have some more stuff to install. I tried to create a little chaos at practice today. I want to see how some of our young guys react to a little craziness on the field. But they'll have a good day tomorrow, and we'll see about Thursday.
What did you do to do that?
We basically went speed all practice. You know, no huddle all practice. Get the coaches out of their hip pocket, throw them out there, throw all kind of situations at them, and see how they react in certain situations.
How'd they do?
It was a roller coaster ride. Some good, some bad. And I told them after practice. I said, I think you guys know who the guys are that reacted the right way to the chaos. You can see, guys that got it under control, and then you can see some guys say, "Oh, what the heck happened here?" So we'll give them a chance to come back tomorrow. We'll probably do the same thing.
Did you keep the quarterback's order?
Yeah, we kept it the same. Yeah, it's nothing's changed. So probably the way we'll end up tomorrow.
How they look?
I think they've all done good things. What we're trying to find is that consistent guy. That's what we're trying to find. And I think Trevor and Mark have kind of looked each other in the eye the whole off season. When I sit there and watch them practice, I think they're right there banging on each other. And I think the young kid is extremely talented and young and does a lot of great things. And then, has his troubles. So we're trying to find a consistency somewhere. But as a group, I think they're battling their tail off.
Is Paxton becoming more consistent out there?
Yeah, I think he is. Like, you watch him practice today, and he had – when I got Napper and Rico away from him, we did some things. He struggled through a period. We went to 2-minute. He just went out there and reacted and played football and took his team right down the field. So, all the ability is there. It's just trying to get all the consistency in place in what you do.
Marty, when you say they're banging on each other, you mean they're pretty competitive?
Yeah, well, I think they're looking each other right now throughout the whole course of the offseason as far as, who's ahead, who's won. I think those two guys are right there with each other. So I think it's a very competitive situation. They're obviously ahead of our young guys just from a mental standpoint right now. But I think that those two guys have been very close throughout the course.
78, how's Mars answering?
You know what? I think he's okay. Greek seems to think he's okay. Got twisted up out there in a 2-minute drill, so I have to go in and take a look.
Derek Wolf today?
Derek is receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Where at?
Lou Holtz Hall of Fame, Ohio.
That's pretty high honor. I think we all know Derek's story and coming up and, where he's gotten himself as a person and a player. We're all very proud of him. And so he'll be back tomorrow.
First practice since the ring ceremony, how do you kind of communicate to the guys that kind of –
We did that a long time ago. Yeah, we didn't wait till that. So, but it's been a good off season, and I think our work has been good. And want to stay healthy here one more day, have another good day. But I think they've been pretty good. I think the focus has been good. Our attendance has been great. That's all you can ask for a coach. Our team's really hard on each other and expects everybody here doing their job, and they've done that. Usually my message is the same. Get away from me, get away from your coaches, get away from Dove Valley, but never get away from the game. And you represent this football team all summer long because we see what happens around the league with all that time in the summer. So I'll be preaching to them, but they're the ones that have to be smart.
Do you expect DeMarcus Ware to stay in
Colorado? I'm sorry?
Do you expect DeMarcus to stay in Colorado?
Yeah, DeMarcus. Yeah, we've got our list of guys, and y'all probably right on top of them who they are. But, yeah, all those injured guys that we're trying to get ready for camp, they'll be here the entire summer.
Would that apply to Tlaib? And is there
yes.
Any update on how long he might be silent?
I don't know that there's any update. I would put him in the category that we're doing everything we can to have him ready for training camp.
Okay.
So I think it's still day-to-day process as far as, I think he's really just kind of weaning off the crutches right now, if I'm right. But our goal is to have him ready for camp like all these guys were talking about.
With Trevor and Mark neck and neck, is there not going to be maybe a declared number one going into camp?
I got to have a few meetings here in the next few days, see how we go about that. I know the reps are going to be right down the middle, Mike, how we line them up, we'll see. But they'll continue to compete.
Coach, Brandon Marshall has overcome some injuries, things of that nature, become a leader on this team. Have you seen a difference in this offseason in particular, even with his possible?
Well, I've only been with him a year, so, the only guy I know is a worker, team leader. Anytime you're injured and you're not able to go through the process, that's tough on guys that are as competitive as he is. But everybody knows Brandon will be ready to play. And actually, if we probably were going another week or two, you'd see him and Virgil actually practice. So, that's how close they are. They'll be ready to go.
Coach hasn't been a typical
typical offseason. There's been plenty going on. What have these guys shown you? I know it's just offensive work, but what have they shown you on the field that's maybe impressed you or surprised you?
Well, I think the thing that's been most impressive to me this all season, I think we had 7 or 8 weeks from the game to actually when we went back to work. You know, our guys were probably missing about 4 or 5 weeks compared to a lot of other teams around the league. And that's a good thing, you know. And so as a coach, I was trying to be very conscious of reps and those type of things with the all season. But we haven't had one guy miss. You know, other than the fact that Vaughn's not here with the contract situation, our team has been 100%, and that's all you can ask for as a coach. So I'm very impressed with our leadership and everybody coming back ready to work.
Gary, what is a key to lose injury? What exactly is it?
Well, he has a gunshot wound, and so that's all. I mean, that's all I know. So we're trying to treat it and get him ready to play. My favorite moment from the ring, the former players being there, being a part of it. I thought that was a tremendous twist with, you know, who was it? It was TD. TD talked to us before we actually gave out the keys. But to have those guys, you know, come there and be a part of it and spend the evening with us is pretty cool.
Dotz is still on target for training camp return?
Yeah, I think he's very close, ready to go. He's probably going to be one of those guys when we go back to work. It'll probably be, there'll be a pattern of how we work him. But, yeah, he should be ready to go.
Looks like Booker's doing a little
Yeah, he's doing really good. He's really almost a full participant, Mike. We just try to keep him away from piles and stuff, but really he's pretty much doing everything.